To begin our post-race media availabilities, we're currently joined by members of our race-winning team, team owner Joe Gibbs and crew chief Adam Stevens. Congratulations to you both. We'll go ahead and open it up to questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we will get a mic over to you as soon as possible.
How come Kyle gets to sit in the middle all the time? It's crew chief and owner that gets us here.
We'll go ahead and start with Wolfgang in the back and then come down here to the front to Pat.
First of all, congratulations for all of you. Two questions for Adam Stevens, Wolfgang Munzer from Germany Rennsport Press Agency. After the race, Kyle mentioned in the television with the moderator concerning fuel consumption. How precise can you do a full fuel consumption before the race? And second, when all these unknown factors with the caution laps, do you have to adapt all the time the fuel consumption strategy?
Yes, absolutely. You can only gauge your race mile per gallon leading into the race based off of practice and past history. And the mileage always gets better because the lap times are always slower. But you never run long enough in practice to know exactly what that's going to look like. So, and the race conditions are always a little different. So there's always a small percentage change even above what you anticipate. So. But you get a handle on that as the race progresses. But cautions mess it up bad. It's really hard to tell how much fuel the driver saves under caution. So you're trying to account for that. So the more caution laps there are, the harder it is to really calculate. The more green laps there are, the easier it is. But so much is in the driver's hands and how he's using the throttle and how he's using the brake. So it's a lot to keep up with through the event. No, nothing at all. All he has is what we tell him, and there's no feedback from the car at all.
We'll go to Pat.
Pat DeCola, NASCAR.com, for either or both of you. Numbers aside, where does Kyle rank among the all-time greats?
Take that one, Coach.
I think I'm always leery about all-time when you start talking in pro sports because there's been so many great ones. So I'm leery of that. I do think that Kyle has the unusual ability of some athletes. Been in football, you see it over there sometimes, not very often. Over here, it's the guys that, when they put the helmet on, I think really if he won 500 races, it wouldn't change. He goes for it every single week. He's got a determination and a drive that's just very unusual. And so I certainly think you guys will probably determine where he winds up in history, but it won't be me. But, you know, I've only been here for 28 years. But I would say that Kyle's probably got a chance to really do something great.
Bob?
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Adam, do you want Kyle to skip the Xfinity race next week so that you can potentially be the guy to get him to 200?
Man, I offered that joke up to Claire a few minutes ago, but it would be kind of nice. Maybe I'll have to take him for some bad sushi or something on Friday night.
What do you think 200 will mean to him?
I think he is driven by things like that, by records. I really think, I know how bad that he wanted to be able to win at every racetrack because I could pick up from him and talking how bad he wants things. I think he's driven by, you know, trying to do something great. And so I think it'll be a big deal for him. And I know that the Xfinity thing, he's I'm telling him, hurry up, will you, so we can everybody gets mad at us when we go to Xfinity with you. I know he's driven to what's 100 over there. And that's a big deal for him, too. So I think it's like, you know, probably somebody like that. I wasn't any kind of a real good athlete. So I don't know. Sometimes great athletes like that think a little different. But I do think he's challenged by things and loves the idea of accomplishing some real goals.
We'll go to Jeff and then over to Lee.
For Adam, Jeff Gluck from JeffGluck.com. everybody was thinking that this is going to be somewhat of a track position race, but did it turn out to be even more extreme than you or other crew chiefs anticipated based on how the strategy shook out?
I would say no. I mean, I thought it was going to be even harder to pass than what it was. I mean, it's never easy to pass. It shouldn't be easy to pass. But there were a lot of guys having to pass cars and come up through the field. We had to pass cars on a lot of occasions. And, you know, with the way the cautions fell, there was a lot of tire strategy, and that jumbled the field up. And, you know, some of the better cars that took that opportunity to gain some track position were able to hold on to it. So it was pretty interesting, and there's going to be a lot of data for us to dig into so we can plan how we're going to strategize the next race when we come back.
Go to Lee.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. Coach, you've dealt with a lot of elite athletes over the course of your career between football and racing. What is it specifically, you know, that distinguishes those elite athletes, you know, like a Kyle Busch, over the rest of the competition?
I think for me, you know, it happened in football where we had some guys that all of a sudden on Sundays when they put the helmet on, you kind of look at them, they get it. They know what the sport's about, and they are after it. You know, they're determined. And that's not often you find it, but certainly I think with Kyle and this over here on this sport, I think Kyle is one of those guys. When he puts the helmet, I've never seen him if there's something in front of him, I don't care whether the car's able to get there or not, he's trying to get there. And so I just think he's, you know, unusual talent. And I think all of us that watch sports, me included, really appreciate those great athletes. And somehow they have a gift, and we don't know how that happens. How does that happen? You know, he goes to the test many times. And when we could put the equipment on the cars to actually test, and he can drive the thing when it's several degrees past when the normal person can drive it. And that's just a gift. And I think we all kind of appreciate athletes that have that.
And can you touch on Martin Truex Jr. and how he's acclimated to the organization? Yeah.
Very well. And I think I was talking to Cole today, and man, the last 2 weeks, there's been a couple runs in there where they were super fast. At the end of this race, they were. And so it was great, you know, him. I think it's just a matter of time with him. And I think Adam probably can get a feel for it. But I think Cole coming over, I think our crew chiefs really work well together. Chris coming on board. And I think we got four guys there that are very bright and work well together. And one of the great things I love about this sport, it's different from a team standpoint, because over here you got four teams that have to work together. And back at the race shop, it is that. We treat everybody as one team. But when we come to the racetrack, you got to be able to work together too, solve problems, help each other from a standpoint. And then when the race starts, everybody's kind of on their own. I love that aspect of our sport because it's hard. It's hard to get four teams to work together, four crew chiefs, four drivers. And, you know, so I really appreciate that part of our sport.
Are there any further questions? Chris?
Yeah, Chris Knight, GetTrends.com. Joe, Coach, last night you flew down to Pensacola to watch Ty make his ARCA debut. Very competitive field. Minimal cautions. He finished second. Can you talk about how impressive he was last night?
Yeah, now you're talking about really being nervous. I'm much more relaxed here. That's nervous when your grandkids racing something. You got sweaty palms, and yeah, it was his first ARCA race, and we were proud of him. You know, he qualified 10th and fought his way up to second. Had kind of a mix up in the last pit stop, came out sixth and was able to work back up to second. So I think it's fun for us, the family. I got seven grandboys. They're all in all kinds of football and basketball, all kinds of stuff going on. And I got one grand girl. She's into horses. And I got this one. All he's ever wanted to do is race. So it'll be fun to kind of watch him. That was a short night.
Any last questions? All right.
I was going to say one thing. I really appreciate what Phoenix has done in this racetrack. the fact that that fan experience here is awesome. And one of the things we got going for our sport, when you our fans, race fans, when they come to the racetrack and actually get here, they got a chance to get driver's autographs. They got a chance. We go to hospitality in those suites. It's awesome. You go up and visit. Everybody gets to ask questions, get autographs. And I just think the fan experience for us is really something special in our sport. And I love that aspect of it. And, of course, the one thing I wanted to just touch on, Toyota, Interstate Batteries, Mars, for us re-signing with them. It's so important. It's a total team effort, and our sport is totally different in that you got to have a great sponsor. So I wanted to thank them. But I really appreciate what has been done here, and I think this is where our sport needs to go. And when you get fans that are standing right in the garage area with the cars being worked on, it's just I think it's an awesome experience, and I think that's really what happens in our sport. Those are things you can't buy. If somebody comes to the racetrack and has a great experience, gets a chance to get a autograph and be right there with the cars worked on, be on pit road. So I just really appreciate that. And I wanted to say I really appreciate this racetrack and what they've done to make that kind of experience and help our sport.
Thank you.